Yeah, here's Amy, the owner of Unique Customs. David, are you with me?
Sure am, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We appreciate you for asking. It's Wednesday and it's the end of Wednesday, right? So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We're almost there, almost to Friday. All right, let's see what we got for you, Miss Amy. Now, I see you're speaking with Michael. I know he'll do a good job of outlining the basics of the program for you, you know, basically what we can do. Do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
I mean, I don't even know what you all are offering. Like, that wasn't explained to me, so I don't know
okay.
any of that. So
definitely apologize, Miss Amy, if you didn't explain that to you. So I'll go ahead and take care of that right now. What we do here is we're data service providers for Google and Meta. Okay, we've been doing this since 2004. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. Now, we fill in things like first page listings on the Google network. Basically, the director here in charge of the area, right? So I'll kind of speak with the business owner, and if we feel like it's a good fit and you feel like it's a good fit, then we can both decide to move forward, right? Now, basically, these listings, when they do become available, we'll call out to the area until it fills. The way that it works is Google's partnership program. We're allowed to work with one business per service area, per service industry, right? So basically, in your industry, you're doing custom work on vehicles, am I right?
No.
You need customs? Okay, hold on. Give me one second.
It's not an automotive business. It's a home repair business and customization. I do residential construction.
Okay. So the only reason I ask is whenever I type your name into the little box, there's a Unique Customs that's populating.
There is a Unique Customs that does auto repair and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so they're pulling up with the business name. So we'll change that for you, right? We'll update your meta tags. We'll update your keywords. We'll set your service area. That's what's going to help customers find you within your service area, okay? So this listing will have up to 50 miles where you'll be able to be found, right?
150.
On that first page. No, 50. I'm sorry. Because
oh no, I go 150 miles outside my house.
Okay. Well then what we can go there is gonna be like Google Verified. Now Google Verified will bring you up across the entire state of Florida, right? So anywhere that you want to be listed, you can be on the top section, right? I mean, I'm talking about the very top of the page. That's what Google Verified will do for you. Now, the reason why the local maps will only give you 50 miles is because you have to search within that local area to be able to find the local businesses. So outside of 50 miles, you're not considered local, I guess you could say, right?
Right. So yeah, no, that's fine.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I can do for you there. If we're looking at 150 miles, you're mainly focused on like the cabinets, countertops, or is there something else that you're focused on?
I do it all. I mean, I do flooring, I do tile work, I do bathroom remodels, I do kitchen remodels. I mean, I do anything that has to do with the house. So I plumbing and electric.
Yeah, so basically like a general contractor territory then, right? You're doing
yes,
it all.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so we'll look at their general contractors. That way we can renew. Need for that there.
Well, you can't put me under general contractor because I don't have my contractor's license. You can only put me under a handyman or home improvement category until I get my license.
Okay, so, gotcha.
I've got my handyman license and insurance, but I don't have my contractors yet. Working on that.
Okay, so here's what I can do. Handyman will give you flooring. Let's see here. Let's see handyman. Let's go dates.
Flooring, cabinets, tile work. Painting, pressure washing, drywall work.
Drywall, okay. So you're also going to be doing
custom woodworking.
The carpenter work as well. So.
Yeah, custom work. Custom woodwork is a big one.
Definitely. Okay, so here's what I got for you. Now, with the Google Verified Network, what they can do is bring you the leads for the handyman vertical. And that will be, like you said, the flooring, the tile, you know, they also have TV mounting, they do furniture repairs, things like that, right? So these, they come in $56 for a qualified lead, okay? Now, the way that it works with Google, it's not like any other pay-per-lead program. The only time you actually pay for the lead is if you successfully gain an appointment with the client, right? So not only do they put you at the top of the page, but they're going to pair you with well-qualified clients. So they're already pre-screened. Now, the client will call you directly, right? Now, once you receive the phone call, it's going to start being analyzed by AI. In fact, you are able to secure that business with the client, your budget is in charge $56, right? So what I mean by budget is Google will just allow you to set a budget you feel is comfortable for the business for a set number of leads, right? In this case, you're asking for at least 13 leads. That puts your budget at $728. And then whenever you do receive that qualified lead that you are getting an appointment from, they would deduct from your budget at the rate of $56. So you're kind of drawing from that budget. Does that make sense?
So basically, I have to put up $700-some, and then it's just withdrawn from that.
Well, that's for Google Verified if you're wanting the whole 150 miles. Now, keep in mind with Google, and when you go 150 miles, is it because, I mean, you have people out there or you're just going that far to make sure you're staying busy?
No, I mean, it's been my business is fully word of mouth. My reputation has kept me very busy.
Preceded it.
For the most part. So, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I haven't really done, I mean, I have a website, et cetera, but I mean, I haven't really done any advertising or anything. I just now ordered signs for the roads and stuff like that, but they're not in yet. So, I mean, I really don't need too much advertising. So I'm only a one-person crew. I mean, I have help if I need it, but I'm only one person, so I can only handle so much.
For sure. So why don't we do this instead? I mean, I would honestly recommend the flat rate for you. And I know it'll give you 50 miles, but it's going to keep you closer to home. You're not going to have to travel 100 miles for the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so I just did a search within a 10-mile radius of home base, right? Now, I used home base as 33523. I wanted to see how much business is going on there, right? So we had for handyman just alone, handyman near me, we had an average of 1,842 searches within only 10-mile radius. I'm going to open you up for 50. So that multiplies four more times. Does that make sense? So the objective is to keep you close to home and keep you busy in your local area, right? I can do that for you at $249 on flat rate. I'll give you Google. I'll give you Facebook. I'll get you Yelp. I'll get you Bing and Apple. I'll get you verified on Apple Maps, first page placement. We'll even activate you for Siri and Alexa on that plan. Okay. So all
and
of those cards.
And that's $250 a month? Or what?
It's $249 a month. That's right. It bills, you'll see on this statement, $249.00. There's no taxes, hidden fees, nothing like that.
And there's no other fees or anything for leads or anything like that. That's just it.
That's right. There is no per lead fee, nothing like that. If you're paying something for your website to be hosted, I'll absorb that cost for you. We'll do it at no extra charge. We'll continue the hosting, rebuild the site. It'll take us 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Who's doing the website for you? Is that something you did that one on your
own? I did it myself.
Gotcha. Okay. So you own the domain.
The last person that did it for me, because I had this set up before, and yeah, they didn't do shit for me, and they ruined my website because they had pages, like I have a bathroom page, and they had kitchen pictures on it. They had outside pictures on my, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. I was so irritated, and that's why I have not done anything else since, because it makes me look like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like when people look at my site, that makes me look retarded. So I went through and I did it myself, so that way I didn't have to worry about anybody screwing anything up. And that's just, I mean, yeah, because I've put out thousands and thousands of dollars at like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it did nothing for me, nothing at all. I got not one call, not one, nothing.
What were they doing for you? Just search engine optimization, or was it
They said they put me on Google, they said they put me on Facebook, they said they put me on Instagram, and nothing, nothing.
When they put you on Facebook, I mean, were you seeing the interactions? I mean,
no,
were they putting posts for you?
I wasn't seeing anything.
Wow.
That's the thing.
Like,
I came for all of this stuff and they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. So here's the deal. I'm not going to sign you a long-term contract, right? We are a performance-based company, but I will tell you, the wheels get spinning pretty quick here, right? So, I mean, as soon as you sign up with us, we give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard, right? Now, what that does for you is it gives you a clear, transparent view of everything that we're doing for you on the back end. So basically, all of the advertisements we'll have out on social media, because at the $249, I'm going to include it's about 200 to 250 ads, and I'm going to use retargeted there. So I'll talk to you about that right now, right? But what we're going to do there is when we activate that Facebook, you know, 7 to 14 days, you're going to be able to see all those analytics. You see how much traffic you're generating. You see
Facebook
where your leads are coming from.
I have a Facebook for the business. I have, you know, all of that stuff. So, I mean, I don't know.
Great. Yeah, you were just promoted as a manager because we're going to go in there and all week long, you're going to notice that posts are going out during the day, during your peak service hours and peak services, right? We're going to be promoting you. Then once somebody goes in, say the marketplace and they're looking for cabinets that they want to buy, or if they're, you know, looking for TV mounts, and then they go back into their profile and they just start scrolling, your flyer is going to show on their timeline. The key is as long as they're in your service area, right? And that's right. Part of that data service provider we do, and it's a retargeted ad. Really helps for the new customer acquisition. I mean, the transparency in that dashboard itself, it's showing you how well you're ranking, where your customers are coming from, and it's a CRM. So at the end of every week, it'll give you an update on how many customers you had. You can even play back and listen to those calls, right? So, I mean, right. It's definitely fully comprehensive. I mean, if you are starting, wanting to get started, I mean, basically, I'd get you in at the $249, right? If you want to keep the website as is, that's fine. We'll just continue with optimization and leave the website alone. If you want us to rebuild it, maybe add some chatbots, things like that, I'd get that done for you, no extra cost.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably add some stuff to it. I mean, because, I mean, I'm not computer savvy, but, I mean, I can get around all that stuff, I mean.
For sure. No, and what we'll do is I'll make sure that...
I had online appointment settings and all that stuff, and it just cost me money, and it didn't do anything for me either. So, like, I just shut all that stuff down because it was pointless for me. My word out to my customers, I mean, they boost me up enough to where, you know, I do good, so...
You do well enough. You see, and that's good, right? Now, with Google, the actual goal is just going to be growth, right? So I agree with you 100%. I mean, if you're paying extra money, you know, for booking tabs and things like that, and it's not generating anything, it's not going to help, right? Now, what I'll do is we can add those tabs back in there for you. I won't charge you for it. We can even add tabs like if you do electronic payments, right? You can go and make a payment right on your website, and we're not going to charge you for that either. If you're needing any new logos, if you're needing marketing materials, we'll put them together for you. Now, basically, as your full digital marketing agency, we're your white glove service. We're going to handle all that. You give us a call, or you just get a hold of us through your dashboard. Right? We'll take care of it. Now, as far as the social media goes, that one as well is 7 to 14 days. The directory submissions are up within 5 to 7. Right? So by about day 45, you're going to find yourself anchored on that front page. Right? And that's what's going to make the difference for us in the long run. So we do plenty of things in the short term to make sure that we're creating a return on investment. That long term is obviously going to be Google, right? So that's kind of some of the goals that we're looking at. I mean, if you are ready to start getting working, basically what I do first is we walk you through what's called a voice verification. I'll explain the program to you. And as long as you agree to everything at the end, you know, we can move forward. Does that sound fair?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started with this one. Now, if there's anything that I'm saying that you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a good understanding before I even ask for any billing info.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Unique Customs, LLC.
Now, please state
your name. With a Z, not an S.
Gotcha. Yeah, I see that here. You need customs with a Z. Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
I'm sole owner.
Fantastic. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Amy, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay, so calls that do come from our 877-635-6225. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you out that number as well as my extension. I want you to be able to get a hold of me directly here in my office whenever you need. Okay?
Okay.
So put this here. And I'm going to go out right now. Yeah, just hear that one. All right, now as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'll do is provide you a security question on the account. That you know the call is always coming from us and not another company. So you have three options.
Okay.
Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born.
Okay. And what would that be?
Leesburg, Virginia.
I'm sorry, one more time, you cut off at the very beginning.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Leesburg.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put Leesburg. Now, in hiring local scratch as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that now?
I'll go ahead and repeat it. Now, it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Now, what that means is somebody's calling you and they're like, hey, Amy, we can help you out with this on Google and that or whatever. I'm going to have a very specific algorithm in place that's going to anchor you to the front page. If somebody comes in and starts, you promote them as a manager on the business profile, they start messing with it, it can affect our performance, right? So I'm just asking, give me a call. Hey, Dave, this is what they're offering me. What do you think? You know what I mean? If it's something good, great. And if it's the same, I don't want you to get charged twice, and then it really affects our performance. Is that fair enough?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that local specialists use the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, you're already Google business profile verified, so this one doesn't pertain to you right now. But if for any reason you get suspended or something like that, then basically we would just ask for this information and get you out of suspension, right? Now, it can be a business license, proof of insurance, and we just ask that they're submitted within the first 7 days, all right? Now,
that's
would
fine.
You agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah, I have all that.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 18, 2026, the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply. Now, Ms. Amy, do you have any questions on the early termination fee? I'd like to cover that with you real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So once you sign up, basically, if you decide to leave within 90 days, an early term fee would apply. That'd be $385. Now, here's a catch.
Okay.
After your second payment, it goes down to only $195. And after your 90 day with us, there's nothing at all. That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand the renewal of these, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, that's the end of that one. Now, the next thing that we'll do is you're going to have some logins that are going to be sent out to you. That's for the dashboard. Do you have, are you an Apple user, Android user,
Word
Microsoft?
User.
Android user?
I'm an Android user, but I have a laptop as well, that a 2-in-1 that I carry with me, so.
Okay. So on either one, you'll be able to go to the Play Store, and you're going to type in Local Splash. You're going to see the mobile app there. The logins are going to be for that app. That's going to give you the access to the Google Business Dashboard, okay? Those
local
logins are about Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your login credentials are about to come over to you. Your username is your phone number with no spaces or dashes, and the password will automatically generate for you. I won't see the password, but you will.
Okay.
So I just sent that one out to you. Alrighty, so I'm going to start creating this profile. Now, what is the billing address you're going to have on file?
It's 37853 Gold, G-O-U-L-D, Road. Dade City, Florida, 33523.
Now, Amy, I have your Amy M, right? But what's your last name?
It's McManamy Smith.
Okay. McManamy Smith?
Yeah.
Like hyphenated?
Yeah. It's M-C, capital M-A-N-A-M-A-Y, hyphen Smith.
Okay, I have capital M, little c, capital M, A-N, and then what was after that?
M-A-Y.
M-A-Y. M-C-M-A-N-A-Y, right?
M-C-M-A-N-A-M-A-Y.
Oh, okay, McManamy, gotcha. Okay. I thought it was hyphenated. Maybe you're married. You had 2 last names or something. I might give some 1 last. Let me update that one.
There's not many McManamys left, so I promise my dad I keep my last name.
Got a girl. There you go. I have a daughter, and I said, lady, if you're going to change that last name, oh, it better be worth it. I don't know. You got to carry the legacy.
Yep.
right, so I'm just setting up the profile here real quick, and then we'll get to the billing info. Just bear with me. Now, what the next thing we're going to do is we're going to schedule you for your onboarding call, okay? So that onboarding call can take anywhere about 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you may have on the call itself. Let me see what slots I have available. Will you be available tomorrow for a phone call?
What time?
What works best with you? Is it later in the day, like today, or early morning?
Not tomorrow. It won't. It's a little bit after noon. It'll probably be best because I'll be traveling in between jobs as well then.
Gotcha. Let me see what I got. We've been super swamped here in quarter one. Everybody getting ready for the spring that's coming up and getting the marketing set up, getting put in the right areas. Okay. I do have, looks like Thursday we're all booked out. I have Friday. Let's do.
Friday, I'm going to be on a roof all day. So, later in the day would be best for that if it's going to be Friday.
Okay. What time do you think you'll be available
Friday,
on Friday later in the day?
6 o'clock about this time.
About this time. Okay. It looks like Friday. Right now you're 5:53, right? Like time?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like Friday, and it's not the latest I'm going to have is 2 p.m. Let me see. And then I got 6 p.m. on Monday. On Monday, I have everything from 10 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m.
That's fine.
Okay, so you want to do 6 p.m. Monday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that'll be your time. And then go ahead and get this one. Now, this one's going to go right over to your email address. I mean, can I get the best email address for you, Ms. Amy?
Yeah, it's amsmith@uniquecustomsllc.org.
All right, this one's going to go right to your Google Calendar. It'll be with myself, you, and one of our onboarding members.
Okay.
Okay. So that one just went out. She should be receiving that one. And now we can get on to our billing info. Okay. So are you going to be using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready if you are.
401-388-0-0-337-1285.
Okay. February 2028. And CVV. 022. Okay. Now, you do have access to your billing information there on the dashboard as well. So if you ever need an update that, change it or anything like that, feel free. You can go through there and do that. Also with the website, since you want us to rebuild it, what we're going to do is we'll leave your website live, right? We're not going to touch it yet. We're going to rebuild it for you on the side. We'll present it to you. If you like the way everything looks, then we'll switch it out seamlessly. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
So, Ms. Amy, I'd like to be the first one to congratulate you on securing your listing here. Now, pretty much, we got everything set up for you right now. Do you have any questions for me?
No. Not right. Check
it. Okay. Now, I'm going to sum it up real quick just to make sure I cover everything for you. All right. Now, in the summary, I'm just going to go over pretty much what I'm going to have you listed for as keywords. If there's anything you want added, just let me know so I can put it down, and then I'll touch base on the website again. Okay. So we're going to go with, we're going to list you with the handyman vertical as well as some carpenter work, which is going to be the custom woodwork, things like that, cabinetries, painting. You're going to have tiles, TV mounting, drywalls, installation and repairs, furniture, assembly and gutter cleaning. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the woodwork goes, what was that?
It's a big one out here.
I'm sorry, you cut off. Which one's the big one?
It's a big one out here.
Okay, that sounded like power washing. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put you down for power washing as well. Now, under the carpentry, we have cabinetry. Are you doing decking as well? Fencing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we're doing decking. Fencing. Obviously, the general installation, repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage. You're doing all those, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll list you for all those. All right. So I got your keywords down, ready to go. Now, like I said, with the website, we'll present you with the shell. As long as you like it, we'll switch it out seamlessly. We will be using your domain. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All righty. Then it looks like we're all ready to go, Miss Amy. If you have any questions for me, you feel free. You can either text me back directly, respond to my email, or just call me right to my office, okay? I'm in office every day from 7 a.m. your time to 8 p.m., okay?
Will you be able to put your both domains on it? Because I have net, I have org and com.
Yeah, okay. One more time. You have org and what else?
And.com.
Okay. Which one would you like us to use?
You can't use both of them?
Well, we can't because remember the Google business profile, it will only allow one website to be attached to it.
Okay.
Right? So right now you do have the .org. That's connected to the Google business profile. Now, here's the deal, right? If both of them are active, say you want to use the .com and you want us to build the .com, right? We can build the .com, and if you like it, we can go ahead and replace it on the business profile, which means your .org is going to stay completely live. No one's going to mess with it. We're just going to remove it from the business profile. So for any reason you decided you didn't want to be with us, you just put it right back on, right? So, I mean, it's your option which one you want us to use.
Yeah,
but, of course,
I mean, good. You can do that. We could do that.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I'll go ahead and I'll put here, yeah, uniquecustomllc.com is going to be the one to leave. And it's also with the Z, right? Customs?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. LLC.com. Gotcha. Okay. So I'll put that in there so they can use that domain when they're building the site. And then as far as the Facebook business profile, do the dashboard. It'll give you some prompts, right? You'll be able to promote us there as the manager.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
Okay, because I already have a logo and all of that stuff too, so just so you know.
For sure. So you will use all your logos and everything you already have created unless you want us to do something different for you.
Let me keep that one.
Sound good?
Thank you.
Absolutely, Miss Amy. We appreciate the time. If you need anything, feel free to give me a call. We'll go ahead and get started working here on it. Have a nice evening, Miss Amy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.